Okay, I just wanted to speak very briefly tonight because yesterday was the feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And if you went to Mass Friday, you heard in the Gospel, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So if you remember all the teachings that, oh, I'm sure you all remember them, that Jesus gave us on the virtues, meekness was very much like patience. And we had a whole lesson on patience, and he told us it was like building a sandcastle by the sea, and we shouldn't let the tide of self-love wash away our sandcastle of patience. And it was a beautiful message he gave. But today I was looking in The Imitation of Christ, and there was a little section in there on the patient suffering of injuries and who is really patient. Jesus said, "What are you saying, my child? Stop complaining and consider my passion and the sufferings of my saints. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood." That's a quote from Hebrews chapter 12. "What you suffer is but little compared with those who have borne so much for me and who have been strongly tempted, grievously afflicted, and put to the test in so many ways. You ought to remind yourself of the intense sufferings that others have endured for me, that you may bear your own little miseries more easily. If they do not seem so little to you, take care that you do not magnify them because of your impatience. However, whether they are little or great, always try to bear them patiently, willingly, and without complaint. The better disposed you are to suffer them, the more wisely you act, and the more merit you will have, because you have prepared yourself for it and are well disposed to accept it. Do not say ever, 'I cannot endure this thing from such a person,' nor should this be expected of me, for that person has done me a great wrong, accusing me of things I never thought of. But from someone else, I'm willing to put up with what I think is fitting for me to suffer. This is a foolish thought, for you are forgetting the virtue of patience, and by whom its practice is rewarded, only considering the persons and the offenses done. Therefore, they are not truly patient who will suffer only as much as they please and from whom they please. Persons who are really patient do not mind who causes their suffering, whether it be their superior, an equal, or someone of lower rank, or whether such a person is good and holy or evil and unworthy. But whenever any adversity happens to them, whatever it is, and from whomever it comes, or how often, they accept all gratefully as from the hand of God and consider it as a great benefit. For they well know that there is nothing we can suffer for God that goes without merit. So be ready to fight to win the victory. Without a conflict, you cannot obtain the crown of patience. If you reject the suffering, you reject the crown also. But if you wish to be crowned, resist strongly and suffer patiently. There is no rest without labor, nor victory without battle." So I hope that encourages you as it did me a little bit. And I hope that when your patients are tested, you'll remember this. Thanks very much.